All right, welcome back to the Stronger Stride podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We are extra excited today because we have two special guests and we are pumped to hear what they have to say about a very exciting event and series coming up this year. We have Tom and Vlad. How are you boys doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good, good. All right, let's start with one of you. You can kick us off, letting the listeners know a little bit about yourself. Now, Tom, if the listeners have been loyal fans, they should know all about you because you were on episode 35, which was quite a while ago now. But for those who don't know you, give the listeners a little bit of rundown on what you're up to, who you are, and why you're so excited about this event.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for having us, guys. Love the pod, obviously, and stoked to be on it for the second time. Yeah. So my name's Tom Petruni. I am based on the Northern Beaches, New South Wales, beautiful town called Freshwater. Huge trail runner, huge environmentalist. Added running coach to my resume this year, thanks to Vlad and working with RunLab. And I'm going to be also adding head of marketing and partnerships for a race, apparently.
How good. What a resume.
Yeah. we're here to talk about the Coastal Ascent, which, yeah, I am so excited about, and we'll obviously delve deeper into. But, it's going to change the game for Australian running, which is really exciting.
Yeah, awesome. Vlad, what about yourself?
So first time on the podcast, but I have listened to it. And I'm a big fan of it because of the support that you guys have given Tom as well in the past. And when he told me that we should get you guys involved, it was like a no-brainer. So I really appreciate the opportunity to jump on. I'm a running coach. I've been a runner and trail runner for lots of years. And I still race all around the world. And yeah, my passion is trying to bring as many people as possible into trail running just because of the opportunities that it actually gives to them. And when you see people compete in distances that challenge themselves over such hard terrain, you see like the growth that they go through and kind of what they can do to their lives. So it's a special opportunity that I have, like in nurturing young and upcoming runners, but also like people that are right at the top of their sport at the moment in trail running. I look after a couple of events. Unfortunately, COVID knocked that on the head a little bit a couple of years ago, and we're just kind of getting it all back together now. So that's why what we're going to talk about today is means so much to me. And yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty normal guy. I've actually got an engineering degree and started off working in management consulting. But all the traveling around on planes and working in manufacturing plants and arguing with union delegates, and I was just trying to run as well. I was running and competing at the same time, and I was just like, man, this is just doesn't fit with my life. Like, what am I doing? These people don't even understand what I'm doing. The worst thing is when you're working like in the corporate world and it's like you're putting in the work and you're doing all the hours and the companies are like, yeah, we support you having that lifestyle. But sometimes at the end of the day, yeah, when you put your running shoes on and, you know, it may not seem like that. So I was just, it was the right thing for me to step out of the corporate world, but do it in a different way. So now I coach people, I race, I run events.
Yeah, lovely. That's awesome. And you mentioned in there as well, I guess the power of trail running. Why do you think specifically trail running is so impactful versus any other sport or hobby that people get into? Is there something specifically for you that you've found throughout your training that you kind of really associate the trail running with as being that kind of more impactful?
Yeah, for sure. It's, I think it's because like it's much harder and it's much longer and you're by yourself for a long time. So you're facing adversity by yourself, especially when you're doing like a 50 or 100K race and you're not seeing people sometimes for like 4, 5, or 6 hours, sometimes complete darkness. And when you kind of go through those, all of the things that happen in that time, and some of them you'll never tell other people because you just won't remember to tell them. Like in the 6 hour period, you could have fought like demons and so many other things, injuries and adversity and being absolutely scared the hell out of for whatever reason. Like I was when I did Cape Town a few years ago, like climbing up some of those cliffs and thinking, if I actually cramp one more time, I'm going to fall off here and probably die. You know, you come through that stuff and, you know, it just teaches you to be stronger and more resilient. And so even training for the events, like you've got to train a lot longer for a 25K trail run than you do for a half marathon, which takes like a quarter or a third of the time on the road. You don't have like the touch point with society the whole time. You don't see buildings and stuff. You're with nature and it's just raw and it's beautiful. But it just means that, you know, you've got to look after yourself and not be so reliant on other people. Like you do a race, like all the world majors or whatever, you're running through the city and there's someone like every single meter, you crowds, everything, you're kind of connected to technology, whereas this is a little bit different.
Yeah, very true. And Tom, do you have the same sort of opinion or anything to add on that?
Yeah, I definitely share the same beliefs from a like personal growth, like within myself and self-betterment, and also being able to help others with theirs, you know, just by being together, and also like teaching things that I've learned to people that are newer to running maybe. So there's definitely the people aspect and the self-development. And then there's also the nature, right? Like we're not on the road, we're in the middle of nowhere, we're getting brushed with leaves and we're looking at birds and doing water crossings. And it's just kind of like where people are meant to be. And, you know, we have to be in offices and cars and stuff like that, but we also have to remember that it's really important to be out in nature. It fills us with so much life. It makes us feel so good and so healthy. And it also fills us with reasons to want to be out there more and also maybe, you know, do something to protect nature together, which is something that I'm really big on. And that's apart from being teammates at Salomon, that's what brought Vlad and I together. You know, I had huge respect for what he's been doing in the industry for so long and like the selfless work he's been doing just to make other people better while also making himself better. And yeah, we basically met in the training for Project Run Forever, which was my kind of endless loops of Manly Dam environmental fundraiser. And he had huge respect and had been following my kind of nature content. So yeah, we have very similar beliefs, but we also have different beliefs, which we share with each other and kind of educate each other on. So it's a really powerful relationship.
I started my day with a 24K run, trail run this morning on the course. And like, I just ran into this random guy. And like, but the thing is, right, I see hardly anyone when I do these runs still. And so, you know, like it was so good. Like the views and everything was just magic. And like, I was sweating and there was like cicadas and stuff, you know, just early this morning. And it's just like, man, I can't wait to show people what this is like. And it'd be great to see more people starting to do what I do every day, because I know if they did it, like they'd have a much better start to the day. A much better day. So
that's the other funny thing about trail running is when we talk about it, it makes us sound like, you know, we're absolutely in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, where the Coastal Ascent is, where Vlad ran this morning, it's, you know, one of the most populated areas of the country, one of the biggest cities in the country. And, you know, my local Manly Dam, it's definitely not in the middle of nowhere. But you can go out to these little pockets of nature and feel like you're in the middle of nowhere and there's not many people out there and you feel like a bit of an explorer. And yeah, that's a cool thing about trail running. As soon as you stick those shoes on and you're surrounded by trees, you just feel like you're doing something that's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a similar experience when I moved to Sydney from Newcastle, and everyone told me, you know, it's just a big city, it's just concrete, there's, you know, no nature, that kind of narrative. And just this morning, there is just tiny little trails that all link up, and you might have to cross the street every now and then, but you spend minutes at a time, 20, 30 minutes at a time, just surrounded by no one, and you're 10 minutes from central. And I think having the ability to be able to find those little pockets, whether, you know, it's lovely to be out in the Blue Mountains or somewhere completely remote, but also just being able to have the confidence and be excited by just finding those little areas in your own area as well. I think, yeah, as you said, Vlad, it's a really nice way to start your day getting out there.
And I think the Bondi to Manly race that we were all involved in this year in some way or another, really outlined that. I mean, people were calling it an urban ultra, and there were definitely parts of it that were as urban as it gets, but also like you stepped out of the city and then you were like, just felt like you're in the middle of nowhere. So I think a lot of people would have run that race for the first time and been like, whoa, I can be a trail runner in Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. So Vlad, if you would like to let listeners know a little bit about the Coastal Ascent specifically, the history of it, when did it start, what's been your involvement to date, and I guess any changes that are happening for this year as it's been reintroduced.
So yeah, for sure. It started in 2019. We ran it for 2 years consecutively, and then when we were about to run it for the third time, we all went through that period of COVID. So it got knocked on the head for a little while, and now we're bringing it back. So that's the short story. But actually, I started it as another race in 2016, and we ran it twice as a much smaller event around the same location, but with a much smaller like I think we had like 100 people max doing it over a couple of different distances. But like even then it was too hard. I think we were too early. We were too early to kind of get people. There wasn't enough people like kind of knowing what was going on in the sport to get people doing that. And now when I look at it, it's like 7 or 8 years later, completely transformed the landscape in Australia of trail running and around the world. But Australia lags a little bit and it's definitely building here. So, yeah, the last time we ran it, it was really successful. We ran it in February. So I always wanted it to kind of be like a summer race, but it's a little bit risky. It's because it's beautiful, Dixon Park, next to one of the best beaches in Australia, Merriweather, near literally within 1.5 kilometer, you're in the trail and we're running around complete bush and then you're back and like you run, touch 3 or 4 different beaches, heaps of hills. I'll talk about the course design a bit later. We ran it in February and this time we're running it in winter, which a lot of people are happy about because a lot of people don't really like running in the heat, but it does make it a little bit easier in terms of managing bushfires and runner management. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes from that perspective. But what we've decided to do is we've added to, got a kids beach bowl. So we got the kids involved at the finish line, got a 5K, an 11K, a 25K. And we added the 50 kilometer ultra event this year, which is literally just 2 laps of the 25K. And that's actually really exciting because you just say, well, it's just 2 laps. Like it's going to be a bit boring, but no, I see it as another way. Like, first of all, the course is so unique that every time I run it, I see something different. So every time you guys are going to run it, you'll see something different. It's not going to feel like you're running the same route. But we've got like this special zone, which Tom will probably talk about later, at the halfway mark. But it allows you to come back to the start, finish, regroup, see your friends and family, reset if you need to, sit down, take 5 minutes, whatever it is, and then go and do like the second half and complete your ultra. And then be right there in Newcastle at the finish line. So, yeah, that's the history of the Coastal Ascent.
And that zone that we've got to speak about later, we're calling it the party zone at the moment, and I want to call it that for as long as possible. Like, we definitely have to change it on race day, but we're going to call it that. We keep saying, like, working title and stuff in emails, but, like, I don't know. We'll probably just leave it. What do you reckon, Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the issue?
Well, I'd be pretty pissed off because, like, that's why I changed the whole course and I've had to run it like 10 times in the last 3 weeks to get all the GPX files. But talking about the course, I did actually modify it. So anyone that's done the course before, they'll be coming back and doing a slightly different course, which is even more epic in that there was one pinch point where the runners had to come in and out on themselves, which doesn't happen anymore. There's a loop there at the start. And also at the end, we don't turn around at kind of like just a trail. We actually turn around in this really epic park, which allows people to come and watch what's happening at that point in the race. So it's a really cool, the party happens there. And when I was telling Tom about it, he got so excited that he called me up about 5 times. and it was like, we've got to get all the run clubs. And like, there's going to be so much more than that. Like, yeah, of course. Mm. It's going to be a massive vibe there and DJs and imagine all the elite runners. Like, it's a thing for people, right, that we've got the Golden Trail Series, which I guess we'll transition into and then we can talk about that a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get onto that, the party zone, Tom, are you going to be DJing or what's happening there?
Funny, I'd like to think so. I mean, I asked Vlad, like, just before Christmas when we committed to this race, I asked him quite seriously, are you going to race it? And he's like, what? What are you talking about? Like, so no.
He'll be busy partying.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be DJing or racing. I'll definitely squeeze in a little bit of partying.
Nice.
But yeah, the party zone, there's basically like this big football oval just perfectly positioned. It's sort of on the cliffs overlooking the water. It's a bit inland though. And all the 25K runners and 50K runners will have to enter this oval and do a lap and then run out. So I'm thinking like, you know, Golden Trail Series, just people going as wild as they want, like no rules whatsoever. And, you know, the finish line of Western States, you know, when people run around that Olympic running track. So that kind of vibe. We have the oval there. So like, why not? And it's just like a small thing that we can do to say thank you to the run clubs in the community, because they're just, we all know like how important run clubs are. And yeah, being able to acknowledge them by giving them dedicated space to go wild and, you know, show their branding and attract new runners and just creating, yeah, a huge vibe within a race, which is something that like I haven't seen at any race before in Australia. And I think, yeah, us having this oval plus the added buzz of Golden Trail Series, and also because of Vlad and my relationship with Pont 3 and with Solomon, it's just kind of like we've got free rein. So let's just go as wild as possible.
That's so exciting. I'm just thinking like every other race I've done, as soon as you, especially in ultra, when you're struggling, you're kind of reaching your limit, and then you see one person who claps for you or says, good job, or something like that, and how much that lifts you up and how much of a buzz you get from that. I'm imagining that like times a million, how good that would feel.
People will be running 400 meter PBs. For sure.
That's before the park, but they've come up this like really epic cliff. It's called the Bluff, and you get magical views. But it's like 350 stairs.
Wow.
But they're running up a trail stairs. There'll be like a burning, and then they'll be and they'll be knowing like, oh my God, I'm about to get to the turnaround.
Yeah,
and,
gonna have to pretend I'm good.
And on, but like they'll be able to hear the music pumping and stuff as they're kind of climbing the cliff.
That's
and
cool.
I reckon we'll have like people down there with kettlebells just going nuts on the cliff, because that's what they do in the big races overseas, or lots of races overseas. That's how they kind of get in your face and, yeah, go through these. Sometimes you're going through these tunnels of spectators, cowbells and stuff, and it's just like a surreal feeling. Can't explain it really.
Yeah, that's epic. Very exciting. Now, just coming back to the event itself, that if you want to give us a bit more understanding of the actual course, I had a bit of a look before on the website, and to me, the elevation map or graph looks like a hill session. A lot of ups and a lot of downs. So do you want to give listeners a bit of understanding of the course itself, what the terrain's like, what the elevation's like, all those kind of details?
So it's kind of got, it's a great question. It's kind of got everything in the course, but it doesn't have much road running at all, and it has even less now than it had. So there's a lot of lots of fire trails, which are pretty open, like nice runnable fire trails, but then quite a lot of single track. But I don't know how it happened, but you're right. Like if you look at the elevation profile, so you say, okay, so in the 25K, there's roughly 800 metres of elevation gain. So it's not, it doesn't sound a lot. And even if you double that for the 50, you go, okay, well, that's actually 1,600 metres. That's like a completely digestible amount of elevation gain for an ultra. And it is, but it's something about this course is like, it is not like that. I went out with my five run coaches, Nick, on Friday, and he was like, Vlad, we're just going to take it easy, aren't we? And I'm like, yeah. I was pulling him along and he was cooked. Like we ran it 20 minutes slower than what I've been doing it myself, like when I've been going out and scoping it. And even still, you know, it's just, it's like got all, like I pretty much got a hill every time you kind of think that you're safe. Like it just happened that way because we had to use the combination, the certain trails that we couldn't use that are completely dedicated to mountain bikes. So the trails are all like walking trails and management trails, and then we're running in and out of beach sections as well. And it just ends up being like on the way out, there's four hard hills. On the way back, there's four hard hills. And then it goes all again if you're doing 50K. These hills, they're the hills where you're like down, walking, pushing your quads, like grinding up the hill. Everyone will have to walk a part of this race, but everyone will get through it. So look, it's better anyway. It's going to be, it's a race where when you finish it, you'll be like, oh my God, that was so hard, but like I did it. Yeah, I think it's one of the hardest 25K races around.
Yeah, wow.
So
yeah, it sounds epic. And I think, you know, people are seeking that challenge. You don't want to come, I mean, I don't know if you ever would come away from an event and think, oh, that was so easy. But having something like that where there are moments where you are thinking, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can finish it. And then you've got the party zone to get you through. And I think it'll be a real roller coaster of emotions of highs and lows. And then, as you said, you'll get to the end and just think like that was epic and amazing. Yeah. And I think 25Ks is a nice distance as well for those who aren't quite ready for the ultra, but want to have that extra challenge. I think that's going to be a really nice push for them.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the thing with Tom and I are still racing and running, competing in events, big events, and we're delivering a course as runners. So we're kind of like in the moment with everyone, with you or everyone that's going to come up and do the event. I've tweaked a lot of things this year because running it, I'm like, man, wouldn't it be good if we just did that or took out that turn and just made it. Like there's so many small things that I think I've done, which some people might not pick up on them, but it's going to make it like that just flowed so well. So many little things like that. And just from a perspective of like an elite runner going, how good would it be to, like, I think about that oval and I'm like, we could have just gone in and out of the oval. Easy. Nah, we're going to go all the way around because I want, as a person, you want to be proud of your achievements. So you want to give your friends and your family like eyes on you 2 minutes out rather than bang, bang, which would be what happens all the time. So yeah, all of these touches should make it pretty epic.
And in terms of like vibe, because I'm obviously a big vibe guy, the course is just like so freaking Australian. It's like mind boggling. It's like that's Australia. You've just got beautiful beach, you know, cafes on the beach, starting on the sand, going into Australian bush, running around a footy oval with a bunch of wild Aussies tooting horns and yelling at you, and then finishing back on the beach. So in terms of like a very Australian race, I think of, you know, running in the Blue Mountains or that kind of thing, but adding in the beach to the beautiful nature is going to be so unique. And with like the international eyes that we'll get on this race through the Golden Trail Series and Solomon, it'll just be such a cool way to showcase Australia and like how unbelievable our environment is.
And we've got a good airport in Newcastle, which got people flying from all around Australia. From the middle of Sydney, it's just over 2 hours and it's on a long weekend. So Monday's a public holiday and the event's on a Sunday. So yeah, there's lots of opportunities for people to get there that aren't local to Newcastle, but I know that there'll be just as many people from Newcastle wanting to have a go.
Oh, that's perfect. It's good that it's landed on the public holiday too. That's very helpful. Now, you've mentioned the Golden Trail Series a couple of times. Tom, did you want to give the listeners a bit of understanding of what actually that is? If they've never heard of that before or they're not really familiar with it, what does that mean? Why is that so important? And what's that going to do for Australian trail running?
Yeah. So Vlad can probably get a bit more technical than me because, like I said, I'm the vibe guy. But if I was to describe Golden Trail Series, it would be like the Grand Prix of trail running. So it's the biggest thing. It's the global thing. It's the thing that everybody's heard of in Europe and the States, like the biggest running meccas in the world where, you know, elite runners are household names. And it's, yeah, a really highly competitive series of racing. Started by Solomon. They pour a lot of resources into it, marketing and other, and it grows the sport like no other race series on the planet, and it's never come to Australia before. So running and trail running in particular saw massive growth during COVID, you know, for a lot of reasons, but I think the main reasons were like the personal development and the nature exposure, which we spoke about before. So a lot of people got hooked on running throughout that period because a lot of stuff was taken away from us. And yeah, running saw massive growth through that period. And I believe that Golden Trail Series coming to Australia will be the next huge growth spurt for running and trail running in Australia, which gets me very excited because we all love running. We're all in the running industry. And we all want running to grow because we want more people to have access to this very basic movement that has very not basic positive effects on us.
Yeah, for sure. And Vlad, did you have anything to add on
that? I was going to say that so there's a large prize purse for the elites. So there's a lot of prize money at stake, which makes it like professional. So it takes it from being just like a trail run. So that's one thing. And the same will apply to the four Australian events. So there's four events in Australia that are part of the Golden Trail Series. It starts off in Hobart, then it goes to Warburton in Victoria, comes to Newcastle, then it goes to Brisbane for the final. The entry standards, by the time the podcast comes out, that will all be seen by people because it's about to be released from global, and that's something massive in itself. So there's been this really cool teaser put together, and I won't say anything more about that at the moment, but just to kind of show people what this is. But then in Europe, all around the world, in most places around the world now, they have like a series, and so elite runners compete in this series and then they go to a final. So in Australia, there's going to be two under 23 and two open finalists that get flown all expenses paid to Europe to compete in the final. But not, I don't want to take away and say that, you know, if you're not elite, this is not for you. Well, it is, because it's like the courses are forced to be more professional more challenging and have a lot more vibe and noise around them than normal races. So that's why, like, for a normal person coming to do it is going to be like, that was really good. So that's the Golden Trail Series, and it's actually broadcast live around the world. And that's going to be the aim for Australia. You know, you can watch the whole race as it unfolds, and you can be sitting wherever around the world watching it. So that's the aim to do in Australia as well, to make this like a live race feed that gets shown to people all around the world. So it's unique. It hasn't happened before, as Tom was saying, and, you know, it's lots of people working really hard to try and make it as good as it can be very quickly.
Yeah, and we've got some, like, incredible elite runners in Australia, a lot of which have been on the Strongest Ride podcast, and, you know, we're all mates with a lot of them, but there's never been a series like this that, you know, those elites would follow around the country and actually get mega, mega serious about wanting to go head-to-head and be the best. So I think, like, competition from an elite point of view, it's definitely something that grows the sport, because they're all going to be following this race around the country and pushing each other as hard as they can to grow the performance aspect. And then, you know, the non-elite runners, it's, you know, you've still got plenty of races which are incredible, and you've still got all the things that you love about racing. And the added bonus is that you can watch these elites battling it out in the 25K race to try and see who's the best runner in Australia on the day. So I'm so excited about both aspects. The 50K course in particular, Vlad mentioned, but it's been designed to be a really accessible 50K. So if anyone is thinking about doing their first ultra, like, this is definitely the one to do it. It's going to have all the good challenges that you want in an ultra, but it's going to be broken up by the party zone. And yeah, that's what we want from this race. We want to hit the competitive aspect, and it's going to be one of the most competitive 25Ks that's ever been raced in Australia. And we want to make it really accessible. And we've got the course, and we've got the recipe to do that.
That's awesome. And just for those listeners who are looking for, I guess, that accessibility aspect, and they are someone who maybe is doing their first ultra, do you have confirmed cutoff times yet, or is that still something that's being figured out?
Yeah, we do. And they're on the website. There's just a few little tweaks we need to make, but having run the 25K course before, we know it worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because we've added the 50K, anyone can do the 25, because the course has got to be open for longer than it has ever been. But we've got, a very reasonable 50K cutoff. You could walk this course fast and make the cutoff.
Okay,
But I would suggest that you need to be running a little bit, and most people would be able to run a little bit, and then you'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, cool. No, that's really good to know. Gosh, it's so exciting. I'm so keen for it. Did you want to let the listeners know a little bit about, I guess, who else is involved, maybe a little bit about Solomon's involvement, kind of your specific roles, anything else in terms of details about the event itself?
Yeah, so I will be the race director. So it's like kind of playing all the hats on the day, but in the lead up, I'm involved with making sure that, I guess, what I focus on is the course and then all of the approvals and all of that kind of stuff, because I'm local to the area. And then Tom's helping me looking after bringing in all the sponsors that are going to make this really epic. And we've got a lot of confidential discussions happening as we speak, and all of these things are going to be additions for the runners, which are going to be epic. So we're locking them in at the moment, but yeah, we'll release all of that information on the website as the kind of deals take place, so that people can kind of get even more amped about what they're going to get on the course. But obviously Salomon being involved, we already know that they're bringing like signage and social media teams and athletes, and they're going to be promoting it to their database. The Salomon Global is going to be promoting Australian content, which is very rare. I think the Salomon TV has got 800,000 subscribers, but the Instagram page is a lot more than that. So there's going to be a lot of people seeing this, and just that vibe, like, you know, people are going to want to be involved in it. But Salomon's definitely the driving brand behind the concept at the moment, because they own the series around the world.
And also Pont 3, who Vlad and I are teaming up with on this race, who are responsible for bringing some tiny race called the Sydney Marathon to Australia, and Bondi to Manly. So they're two really good examples, because for us, like that's all we need to know. Like you're running the biggest running event in the country with the most participants, most moving parts, list goes on.
Yeah.
And you're running Bondi to Manly, which in my opinion was like one of the best community events on the roster last year, which I participated in. And I just thought everything was done so well.
Yeah.
Like and the vibe was amazing.
I just wanted to say that, Pond3 supporting the event with all the ticketing kind of process that needs to happen, but also operationally, they'll be up here. And they've obviously got like a massive database. But Wayne and the Pond3 team, so Wayne Larden, he's the director of the Sydney Running Festival. He actually used to be my running coach as well. So we've known each other for a long time and we've got some other races that we've been working on. But yeah, it's a very strong relationship and it means that we can kind of rely on that support to help us deliver the event. So it's definitely not something that we're just doing by ourselves. A lot more behind it.
Yeah, it sounds like you got the perfect team of a lot of people with really good experience, plus you're on the ground, plus Tom's enthusiasm and knowledge as well. It seems like it's all going to come together really nicely. And yeah, I'm super excited for it. Lydia, did you have any questions or anything you wanted to add while we're here?
No, I just can't wait for this party. I'm getting pumped already. I think I'm going to have to get one of the actual, the cowbells. I'm still yet to acquire one, but I can't wait.
Yeah, I think we'll organise a few cowbells.
Good.
I mean, definitely Salomon did say to me, yeah, we're going to be bringing all the cowbells and stuff. So we'll make sure we save some for you guys.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Epic. No, that's cool. Yeah. Awesome. I think that's probably the gist of what we want to know. But before we wrap things up, if there are any listeners at the moment who are kind of on the fence, if they're not already convinced somehow, any kind of final words of encouragement or anything that you'd like to say, potentially even, we haven't even really mentioned there's the 11K option as well, but anything for someone who's considering getting involved but isn't quite over the line yet?
Well, first of all, if you're like new to trail running and you've never done a trail run before, you've got more than 6 months still. So anyone can train up for an 11K in 6 months. That's the first thing I would say. And it's just all about consistency. You don't have to go crazy with your training. You know, just kind of start with one run a week, build it up to two, build it up to three. For any of the more serious runners or people thinking about doing another 25 or a 50K race, the course, it's going to be super challenging for you, but absolutely rewarding. The start-finish line, so at Dixon Park, we're actually going to have all food trucks and vendors and recovery zone and all of that kind of stuff. Like, you have places to leave your bags and you'll be, everything will be safe and it'll be like an awesome finish buzz area. We've got some really cool inclusions that will be added to the website in terms of what you actually get when you do the 25K and the 50K in addition to one of the best looking medals in Australian running. So yeah, it's, long weekends, close to big cities, bring your friends along and challenge yourselves to have a great day on the trails.
And yeah, for me, it's the course and it's running a course where I am running it and I'm just thinking, wow, this is why I live in Australia. I'm so lucky to live here and sharing that with other people. It's challenging, so it's going to hurt, but it's also designed so that no matter what your ability is or no matter how fast or slow you want to run, you're going to get it done. We will make sure that you get it done. And as I've said a few times, the vibe, like I consider myself a serious runner. Like when I turn up at races, I want to have a serious run. And I love being broken out of that serious way of running as often as possible during a race. And I think in most races, it doesn't happen enough. Maybe it's because of, the location's a bit out of the way for people to get to or, whatever other reason. But at this race, it's going to be very hard to, get that tunnel vision because there's just going to be vibes around every corner.
Oh, so exciting. I think it's a no-brainer if anyone's thinking about it. By the time this comes out, registrations will be open as of the 16th of January, I believe. So yep. We'll have that linked below so people can go straight there and get onto it before it sells out because I imagine it's going to be pretty popular.
Mm. Oh, and we've got another item that we have to work out at the race and we wanted to put the Strongest Stride team on the spot a little bit here, which can be a little bit scary.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
But feel free to go away. And
sure.
But we were wanting to invite the Stronger Stride team to co-MC the Coastal Ascent this year. We absolutely love what you guys are doing in the running industry. We love you guys, and we would love to have you calling in runners on the day. It'll be a shared job because we're speaking to somebody else, but as much or as little as you guys would like to do, we would love to have you there, and you don't have to answer now.
That sounds awesome. I think we will go with a firm, definitely, maybe, yes. A strong maybe. No, definitely. That's epic. Thank you so much. That would be, I mean, Lydia and I have spent a lot of time at running events, running ourselves, but also I think we both prefer standing on the sideline cheering for people. So if we can cheer for people and have a microphone, I think it's going to be even better.
Yeah, no, well, you're really good at it. And yeah, your guys' best attribute is just the support that you offer everyone and how happy you make everyone to see you at events, myself and Vlad included. So if we can bring that happiness to the Coastal Ascent through you guys, we would be absolutely stoked to have you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We will try our best to bring the good vibes for you, Tom.
Yeah, that is just such a generous offer. I'm so excited. Yeah, so Sof and I have spoken about how much we love just the event atmosphere of a good event and how much we just love being a part of just that community feeling. So to get to have more of a part in an event like the Coastal Ascent is insane. That's so exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So watch your space, I guess.
Yeah, stay tuned. We will be there. Lydia, we'll have to get our vocabulary up because we can't just say good job to everyone. I think we're going to branch out our words a bit. We'll have to start practicing. We can yell at each other and get some good phrases going on. Awesome. We will have everything linked below for those who are going to check it out. I believe everyone listening will be clicking that link and getting involved because you'd be so silly not to. And if people want to follow along on Instagram to get some more updates through there, we'll have all of those linked below for both of you guys, as well as the Coastal Ascent itself and the Golden Trail series. And yeah, super excited. Can't wait. Going to be counting down the sleeps now. Very exciting.
Yeah. And registrations open on the website on the 16th. Yep. At 9 a.m. So jump on for those early bird discounts.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. We will see you in June.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.